Welcome back to ICB. This year, one of our favorite moments off the field was this tear-jerking family reunion.
My name is Staff Sergeant Anthony Wagner. I'm 34 years old. I am stationed out of Fort Carson, Colorado with Arrowhead Company of 112. I've been gone for 9 months during a deployment to Afghanistan. The reason why I'm here is I wanted to surprise my kids during one of your home games.
Yeah. And nobody else knows besides...
Let some key people know just so they can watch for it.
Okay.
You know? But yeah, nobody knows. The fans, nobody knows.
I have a 9-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son. They're my second half. And without them, it is hard to complete your day. But just knowing that they're there waiting for you makes it worth it.
I just know my daughter's face. And as soon as I see it, it's...
I'm
going to start crying.
Right now, my kids currently think that I'm still deployed. They think that they're going to be recognized for community service. I'm actually going to surprise them. They have no clue that I am home. And when I walk out of that tunnel, it's going to be emotional. The tears are going to start coming down.
The Cleveland Browns are proud to recognize fans who give back through the First and Ten movement. Jalen and Austin are siblings who inspire others as they help their community through the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of America. Their father, Staff Sergeant Anthony Wagner, is currently deployed with the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. He has sent a message to his children to congratulate them on their recognition.
Jalen and Austin, when I heard you were being recognized by the Cleveland Browns, I wanted to send you a message. I know that I have been gone for 9 months, and I love you. During that time, you have been strong, doing community service, and also with the First and Ten program. With that, I want to say thank you to the Cleveland Browns, and I have one more surprise.
Yorktown has a surprise for his family. Please welcome home deployment Staff Sergeant Anthony Wagner.
What is going on?
It's probably the best feeling I ever had, ever. It's the emotions can't even be described.
It's all right, sis. I love you.
That's awesome.
Probably the best meal I ever had in my life. Being able to come home and try to keep the tears back, and as soon as I seen them, I couldn't stop. It just happened.
But guess what?
No more crying. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm back.
So it's all happy, okay? All right.
I was there for that family reunion. I have no problem admitting I cried like a baby. That was one of the most beautiful moments, and to see that family reunited certainly never gets old.
No, I totally agree. Well, Joe Petonio had a great rookie season with the Browns, and he and fellow O-lineman John Greco decided to take on each other in the kitchen, and, well, things heated up.
Let's get it all riled up for Michael Simon and Carla
Please welcome from the Cleveland Browns, Mr. John Greco and Mr. Joel Petonio.
It was fun to be up here. I mean, these guys are great chefs, and kind of being in their shoes for a little bit, it's tough to be up here and cooking and thinking on your feet. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just like, all right, do what she says. Don't mess up. So it was a great time, though.
So you're gonna let the players cook, or you're just going to do all the work?
Dude, did you see? He put together the whole, I even let him play with a knife. That's how confident I was in his abilities, watching the steak.
It is fun, especially when there's a time clock on it. But it was just a cool opportunity. Happy I got to do it with Joel and meet Michael and Carla. It was a lot of fun.
You notice the chef tastes everything before it goes to the plate.
My hands are slippery.
Let Carla do it.
Maybe. I need a nap.
This is one of those great moments.
This is definitely a YouTube moment.
Yeah, I have butter on my hand or something like that, so it was really slippery. And my finger's a little beat up from playing in football, so it kind of hurt to open it. And she's very strong.
3, 2, 1, put down the...
We didn't have 5 blank plates here.
Joel, you have 5 plates. It's just that some are empty.
His griddled onions were a lot of the judges' favorite ingredients. So, you know, I might he might have a future in this. Maybe, you know, as I'm getting a little older now, I'm slowing down. Maybe I could bring him in. One of the, you know, could be his next career. He could be the chef at Lola.
You said that it was a spicy steak. It was supposed to have a little bit of spiciness to it.
Yeah.
That was my fault, probably.
Okay. All right.
I think I need to put a little more seasoning on my meat so the judges don't yell at me for that. But I did season it. I didn't want to over-spice it, though, with the cayenne, so I was kind of being careful with that.
Chef Simon is the winner.
As a lifelong Clevelander and huge Cleveland Browns fan, I mean, to get to sit and cook with some of the Browns, even though they're the same age as my son now, it's still like a childhood dream to be able to hang out with these guys, have a little bit of fun on stage, and we won. So it makes it even better.
Can't say I'm too surprised that two of the biggest guys on this team know their way around the kitchen. Got a feeling food is important to those big offensive linemen.
I would totally agree with that. Well, we featured several guys in our Browns Blitz hot seat this season, but our favorite has to be our very first of the season. Here's Paul Kruger and Utah's finest funeral potatoes.
Ninja or pirate? Pirate. He's been through it all.
Arr.
The waves, you know, the towns, the ruthlessness. He can't be overtaken. My favorite Christmas memory was probably the last Christmas I actually got like a lot of gifts from the parents before they gave me the boot out of the house. My favorite pet was a dog I had named Diesel. He's a solid, loyal companion. Funniest player on the team is Eric Martin. Not because he's actually funny, just because he's funny. My favorite thing to eat at Thanksgiving is funeral potatoes. It's like cheese, shredded potatoes, sour cream with cornflakes on top. If I had a time machine and could meet anyone, I would pick Napoleon or Jesus. Number one thing on my bucket list is to win a Super Bowl right here in Cleveland.
I don't know about funeral potatoes, but I do know Paul Kruger's got some great hair. And we'll be right back with more great ICB.
Stay tuned for Joe Hayden breaking it down and Machine Gun Kelly takes the field.